for Jay and Nick on the Jason Lewis Radio Network. Buckle up, things are gonna get bumpy. Oh my God, Jason Lewis.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
This is Nick, by the way.
It's Nick Marciniak, my co-host, and we're back live. Once again, I don't know why I keep saying that. I don't know why I keep saying that, but I just feel like I feel compelled to say it. It's our second podcast. That's right. If you're not subscribing,
what?
If you're not subscribing, you're in the wrong.
I would definitely agree with that one right there.
Yeah, you're definitely in the wrong. Anyways, Jason Lewis here, Nick Marciniak, Jason Lewis Radio Network. You heard it first right here, 113 Indian Ridge Drive.
Well, the first out of us. Well, it would be the second time out of
us. It's the second one. We're already published on iTunes. A little high five action.
Yeah!
Oh, we suck at high fiving.
That was a miss. But that was a good high five to you guys.
It was.
I didn't hear the slap. Here, hold on.
Oh,
yeah,
that's what it was. It was pain-free, too. Pain-free. Oh, my God, Nick, great to be here.
Oh, yeah, it's lovely to be here right now.
I know that this is going to be a great night because you've had a few beers and I've had a few beers. We're destined for greatness.
Oh, that's to be agreed upon by anybody. We should actually talk about our drunken experiences here.
Okay, all right. You know, you're going to want to just get right into it. Is that what you want to do? Yeah, say we get right into it and see what we can come up with here for the legion of five fans that we have. But
loyal fans.
Before we get into this, I have mentioned on air that we have a podcast, so we are getting some notice. You know, people are starting to figure out that we exist.
Yes,
but it's going to take a lot more than just one radio station. It's going to take everybody, you know, just doing whatever they can to get.
Know someone out of nowhere, maybe someone you hate. Maybe someone you like. Maybe just suggest us out of nowhere. Just like, oh, you should listen to this podcast.
Yeah, yeah. And then tell them that it's on iTunes because that's where it's at.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because it's going to help us out.
It's going to help us out. Nick.
It's going to help you guys out because you're going to want to listen to us more.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But anyways, enough said about that. We're here tonight to talk to you and touch on some subjects that might hit close to home. First off being that we've had a few beers tonight, and we're going to talk about our beer drinking stories.
Oh, I love beer drinking stories.
Well, okay, so what brought this on was the fact that I had something happen to me the other night, and it's not that great, but I was drinking alone. Now, if that's a sign of an alcoholic, let it be.
That's not a sign of an alcoholic.
I don't even know if you pronounce all your words there. Okay, so anyways, I'm drinking at the bar by myself the other night, and I had a few shots. I came home, but they were doubles, by the way.
The doubles don't really, I mean, come on.
Well, they hit you like a ton of bricks. I mean, you feel like, I don't know, it's crazy. Anyways, I got home, and after stopping by the convenience store on my way home.
Convenience store.
Because it's convenient. I was able to stop there and get a hot dog. It was very convenient. I found all the mustard and ketchup and onion packets in my coat the next morning. But anyways, I picked up the hot dog. I made my way back to my house, and I didn't get like three steps in the door. Everything started spinning. That's not a great night.
Well, it depends, though.
No. I'm sorry. I've never been one to appreciate the value of a spinning room. You? I mean, seriously, I can't do that. My dad used to pull me off the teacup ride when I was a little younger.
Well, no, there was a couple other rides. What was that spaceship ride that you were on? And it was just spinning around, around, around.
Oh, God. Just thinking about it right now makes me want to just exit this conversation and go outside. But anyways, I got in the front door and I proceeded up the stairs and, I was going to have a bit of that hot dog, a bit or a bite, either way, it both works, but I was going to have a bite
without
of that
the ketchup and mustard.
Right. I was just going to go into it. I think it was a cheddar dog though. I purchase premium dog. when I'm drunk. anyways, I made my way up the stairs and, things just started happening to me. I felt like I was being overtaken by an alien force. Almost.
Alien force.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it was like an out of body experience.
You do have a lot of stairs when you go up.
There are a lot of stairs. It's like it's a labyrinth out there. I mean, and it's like an endless amount of stairs, you know, but, anyways, I got up to the top of the stairs. The room started spinning. I did the next logical thing. I went to the bathroom and I just knelt before the porcelain god. And I said, this is where I feel secure.
And you've that's where you've you ejected?
That's where I... Yeah, well, thank you, Nick, for a better choice of words. Yes, that's where
ejected,
I chose...
Ejected bodily fluids.
That's where I expunged myself.
Expunged.
Anyways, long story short, but this is for the purpose of the story, it is supposed to be long. I actually decided... Well, see, let me tell you something. When I'm drunk, I'm like the most resourceful person I know. I mean, like, honestly, I...
So, if you were drunk, you would go out in the woods, and you would have, like, shortening bread, you would have lighters and stuff like that. Is that what you're talking about?
Not quite that, Nick, but I am talking about being able to take care of myself for the future. Let me explain. When I drink, and I don't want... We're not advocating drunken driving here at the... on the Fun with Nick and Jay show, but we are saying that we've all been there, and while we hate to say don't do it,
we all do it.
We all do it eventually, and it's not good. It's not good, and we're getting better. Nick and I are getting better about not doing it as much.
I call my little brother.
Well, right, and I call my pastor. Anyways, I digress. I'm the most resourceful person that I know, only because I wake up in the morning and I have a sack full of McDonald's hamburgers in the refrigerator. I have all my clothes strewn in like the proper direction. Like most of my clothes end up kind of close to the laundry basket, you know?
Gotcha. Close.
And like my body told me, Jason, you need to be by the toilet because something's going to happen. And I woke up the next morning and I kid you not, I woke up with a pillow, a blanket, and a rug that I pulled in from the hallway right next to the toilet. My body told me you'd be more comfortable here. This is safer.
It's a safe place.
It's a safe place. Your futon is not too far from here, but this is where you need to be right now.
Wow.
Yeah. And tell me this hasn't happened to you at all.
Well, not exactly, I would have to say. One time I was at a Blue Chip, nonetheless, and...
All the same.
Well, yeah. But I was drunker than sin. I met a couple of buddies that I knew from South Bend. And they were like, hey, let's go out to Blue Chip. Let's get drunk, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you know, I'm all down for it. I could just walk home at the time I used to live at our old place, not too far away. And it was during the summertime. I ended up in this couple's room, and they put a pillow and blanket with me. It was the nicest thing ever. Those people, I know the chick's name was like, her name was either Nancy. I believe her name was Nancy.
Let me stop you there and just ask. You just said you were in another room with someone that you've never.
It was a couple.
How did you meet them?
I don't know how.
But you met them somewhere in the casino.
No.
Where were you at in the hotel?
I was looking for my buddy's room.
And these two people. These two people accommodated you and invited them into their bedroom.
From what they were saying, I was walking and I was like, Hey, Jake. I was like knocking on doors. And they were like, hey, come with us. Yeah, obviously you're drunk or whatever, which I very much appreciate that because that's kind of funny to me that they were just some drunken stranger let them in the room. I got a lot of crap from that because everyone's like, oh, you had, you know, relations with those guys. You actually did things with them. Like, no. I woke up on the ground with my pants on, with my shirt on. They just let me in and let me stay the night there with a pillow and blanket. And in the morning, nonetheless, they were nice to me. They're like, explain what happened with me during the night. That's how I can kind of recall what kind of happened. They're like, oh, you know, we're not from Michigan City. They're like, hey, you know, I really don't know where they're from, but they're like, hey.
Do you know where this is going?
Yeah, I know where this is going. This is going to a song.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Nick's story, while it was great, it was a little long. We tried to break up the monotony with some music.
What monotony?
What ended up happening in that room? You don't know.
Nothing happened in that room.
You just fell asleep and you woke up the next day.
I woke up with my same pants on, everything, my shirt. Come on.
Thank God.
Nothing happened. They were just nice enough people. And then in the morning, they were telling me what happened. And you know what they asked me? What was the nicest place to go to eat in the morning for breakfast?
Did you go with them?
No, they offered to take me.
Is this really true, Nick?
Yes, this is 100% true. 100%.
Because sometimes I feel like you're making things up for the sake of the show, but this is true.
No, this is true.
Wow. Wow.
This is true. Stunning. There's a lot of people at my place that I work with.
Hey, everybody knows in the first podcast, Nick works at Menards Incorporated. Nick, don't run from it, man. Everybody knows. What's the big deal? I work for the Nick D. I work for the South Shore. Big deal. Nobody cares. It's a podcast, man. We're not live on the air or anything.
Either case, they were asking to get the best breakfast, and I said Station 801 in Michigan City.
Station 801, Michigan City, Indiana. Now you got some
best
fine
breakfast
prepare there.
Or, like, cheap cost, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
best
it's
bang
good
for your buck.
Food,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Awesome food.
Great toast.
Great toast.
Great toast, Nick. The toast there is phenomenal. I mean, it's really, it's remarkable what they
do.
So
what song are we going into right now?
Okay, Nick, you're going to prod me. You're going to push me into the right direction.
I'm just going to keep prodding you. I don't need
to put
my...
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special song for you this evening. We are going to play for you a song called In My Life by the Beatles. Now, the reason this is special is because just recently the Beatles became available on iTunes, and that is a huge deal for Apple.
That's a real huge
deal. It's huge. Huge. They've been fighting this thing out for years. Finally, Beatles, here, you, I, iTunes, anybody can listen to them, download it for $1.29 a song.
It should be more, actually.
It should be more. These guys were legends. I mean, they're legends of our time, and for future generations, the Beatles shall remain kings.
They should never be forgotten. I mean...
Well, they won't be. They won't be. I don't think so. Anyways, here's our first song. We hope you guys enjoy it a lot. It's In My Life by the Beatles, coming up right here, right now, on the...
Jason.
Lewis.
Network.
Radio.
Network?
That's right.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments with lovers and friends. I still can recall, some are dead and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you. And these memories lose their meaning. Something new, though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before. I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. The people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them.
That was the Beatles, In My Life. Nick,
what do you think? I think we sang that song in a chorale.
What Nick isn't telling you is that Nick and I were in choir together back in the day.
Yes, we were.
We were hecka good. We were a hell of a good choir.
We went to state.
Screw it. We were a hell of a good choir. We were what?
We went to state.
We went to state in Indiana. I know it's so...
Got 13th out of 13th place, but you know
did
what?
Did we really get 13th out of...
Yeah,
we got last place?
Yeah. Well, no, come on here. No,
we got 13th out of 16th.
No, it was 13 out of 13.
We really got last place?
No, it was the last place. How many people did we have to beat? a ton of schools. Come on. It wasn't just 13th out of 13th. We beat a bunch of different schools.
Well, but of the finalists, we were 13 out of 13.
Yeah, all the finalists were.
Okay, well, that's all I'm asking. I actually couldn't remember.
We weren't last
by any means. Okay.
All right, let's get into sports here. Maybe some
little sports news for you. And then we're not going to go too deep because neither of us are athletes, nor are we too much into sports.
I'm not really an athlete at all.
Yeah, no. I mean, if beer drinking were a sport, though, you would be in the pros.
I'd be a champ. You'd be in the freaking pros.
Yeah. Anyways, Tiger Woods, what do you think?
Tiger Woods?
Yeah. Why not? Let's bring up Tiger Woods.
All right, go ahead. Bring up Tiger Woods.
Okay. Well, I'm asking you right out of the gate. What do you think about Tiger Woods as an athlete?
His game has lacked. He's lacked focus. I guess he can't have any focus anymore because of everything that's happened with him, but, he's really not the same player.
Yeah, I agree, man. He's like a totally different golfer, you know. And the only reason I'm bringing this up is because Tiger just competed in the Target Chevron World Challenge Golf Tournament, yada, 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 out there. End of the year tournament for the PGA Tour, and he's gone winless all year. And I was thinking, is this Tiger's time? Is it time to win? Because he was leading the tournament up until the last day by 3 shots.
Well, don't you think any time for him to win? Because he hasn't been playing that well.
Right. So anytime he could come up and say, all right, I got the game back. I'm ready to rock.
Well, yeah, because at any point in time, you go like, oh, I'm back in the game. And he could play his best game as soon as he can beat him. But he will say, oh, this is my best game I've played in years. Or in months, actually. You know, years now. Yeah.
I want to say, do you think Tiger's ever going to be like him, like his old self again?
Well, maybe if he gets married again and he does what he did before, I guess so.
So you're saying the only way Tiger's going to get back on track is to have to get married and then have several illegitimate affairs.
Relations, yeah.
Several affairs while trapped in a marriage.
Yeah.
And that right there is the key to unlocking. That's the key to unlocking his potential.
Yeah, that is the key to locking his potential is to do that. I guess there's
seems
only
like
some
a lot
ways
of work. It seems like a lot of work.
Obviously, it was not that much work for him.
Well, you're Tiger Woods. You walk into a room, girls
give him a couple years,
throw themselves
and then,
at you.
Well, yeah, but get married to one of them and then say, oh, yeah, I'm just going to be with you. And then have little relations with a couple of her girls at the same time. I'm pretty sure that's not too hard for him. He'll just go like, oh, I'm going to go golfing.
yeah. Don't think, honey, I'm just going up to the golf course to practice, to play a couple holes. And
exactly.
He's talking about a little something different.
Exactly.
But he knows he can get away with it because that's his job.
I'm just going to play 9 holes today. And that's what
nine
she knows
holes,
she's going to be.
Literally
he's going to be back like in 4 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, Tiger Woods, ladies and gentlemen, epic fail.
Not epic fail.
Well, honestly, who drives out of their driveway and hits a fire hydrant at 3 o'clock in the morning?
I don't know. What was she doing at him at the time?
I don't know.
She was obviously doing something, pointing a gun, maybe.
I don't know. Anyways, that brings up my next song. I got a song that I want to play. It's called Lady by Lenny Kravitz. And I think that this kind of just pertains to the whole Tiger Woods deal. You know, he's singing to the women, and that's about it. Lenny Kravitz related
to
women. Tiger Woods had women. Now he doesn't. He might have more. Who knows? But anyways, next song, Lenny Kravitz, Lady. You heard it?
I haven't heard it yet.
And then you're going to hear it right now, right here. Where at?
Jason.
That's fine, Nick. We don't have to say it every time.
Oh,
it's getting old. Let's quit beating this horse.
Network?
That's
right. Radio Network.
That's
oh,
fine.
I got it right that time.
You got it. Jason Lewis, Radio Network.
I'm crazy for this little lady. I'm freaking for my little baby. Cause she makes me feel good. She's so fine. Don't need. She's cool, she's divine. I know she's a super lady. I'm wicked, I've gone hazy. Yeah, I'm crazy for that lady. She's
Sorry. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Lenny Kravitz on the Jay and Nick show. Lady. And that really does pertain to Tiger Woods. I don't care who you are. He's singing about some girl that makes him happy and wants to be around, all that kind of stuff. Tiger met about 13 of those girls. That's, that song's about all 13 ladies, Tiger Woods.
I'm pretty sure he just hits the ball and just hopes it lands outside of bounds so then he could just see those girls some of those times.
Yeah. Nick, do you hear that?
What's that?
Oh, my God. Those bells? Is that Santa sleigh coming? That's right. Oh, it's snowing outside.
It's snowing outside.
It is snowing here in Northwest Indiana. Surprise, surprise. It's snowing.
Dude, I want to make I really want you to come over to my house.
Okay. That way. What are we going to do?
I want to make snowmen. But
snow angels. I want you to make snow angels with me on the front yard right now.
No, we don't want to do that. I don't want to do snow angels right now. It's a little cold.
I want to go out and make something related to winter and then question my sexuality.
I don't think I want to do that whatsoever.
Well, okay, then snow angels.
Well, hear me out here, because I think we should make snowmen, and then we should get wigs and get our clothes, our regular clothes, and fit them on to the snowman.
I'm not going to be able to trick my employer into thinking that I'm a snowman.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it would be kind of fun to do, just make snowmen and have it as us. Like, I would have a Guitar Hero type thing, guitar, so then I could look like it's playing. I suck at a guitar, I'm not going to lie, but still, it's just
okay,
Guitar
Nick,
Hero.
How do you expect me to make a snowman look like me? My body is so disproportionate. Actually, how do you make a snowman look like he just visited McDonald's?
I don't really know how. Just very large, I guess, extra large snowman. God.
See, that's going to be a problem because we don't have that much snow yet, but we do have a lot. So snowmen, Nick.
Yeah, I'm dead serious. Just have the wig and everything. Just have our clothes and everything, and we could take pictures of that. People will laugh about that. You put that on Facebook or MySpace.
Or our Podomatic website.
Oh, yes, that we could do that. But I probably end up kicking your snowman and his snowman balls.
Okay. Well, Nick,
that's
like
loud,
a,
right?
What?
That's loud.
That's loud.
That's
yeah,
loud.
That's loud. Anyways, so snowman. We're going to have some snowmen coming up. You're not going to see it. Maybe you will if you log onto our website. We have a website. It's currently under construction. It's going to be jayandnick.com. And one of our friends is going to make that for us. And all I told him was that I'd give him a case of beer and buy him a large pizza from Gelsosimo's.
Ooh, Gelsosimo's.
Yeah,
is really good.
I know. And also got a, you know, I have somebody that wants to help us out with our sound because apparently we're echoey and tinny.
Ooh.
But we're in the grassroots level right here, so
I don't think I sound too nasally, do I?
That's what I hope. I hope you don't sound too nasally and ruin this for me. This is my legacy here.
Sorry, I don't have the deep voice.
It's not about a deep voice. It's about just having a face for radio, and you got it.
I don't, yeah.
I think we both have it.
Well, yeah, because I don't see it.
Oh, thanks for summing that up for everybody that didn't understand. If you're special ed, you don't know that. Now you do.
Well, exactly. If you don't see the face behind the voice, actually, we look pretty good right now, I think. But
my God, if you guys, I want you ladies to just close your eyes for a moment, and I want you to picture a man, and not only a man, but just a man that is like built for like modeling. And
I do work out.
I do work out. Yes, I work out. This guy in your mind works out every day, and I look much like Fabio.
Like guys that work out every day. I want to look at, if you're picture me right now.
Picture us as Ren and Stimpy. That's who I think we kind of look like. Kind of, honestly, I think that's a good, you know, and I hate to say it, but they're celebrities, and celebrities like Tiger Woods get laid. Thus accomplishing our original mission of just doing this to meet ladies.
Yeah, that's the first and most goal of everything.
First and foremost, I think forefathers of our country wrote the Constitution in hopes that they would gain more attention from the ladies.
Oh, what do you think John Hancock did? That was the biggest signature on there.
I think so.
I bet
size
he got
matters
more than anything out of everyone else. Like, you're John Hancock? Yes, I am.
That's right, Johnny. Johnny H. is what he went by in the streets. And anyways, we're running out of time here. We're trying to keep this at 30 minutes or less. It's going to be right around 30 minutes, but we got a Kanye West song for you. Not a new song. It's just Can't tell me nothing. It's been around a while, but...
I can't tell you what?
Can't tell me nothing, man. Kanye West, Jason Lewis Radio Network, Nick and Jay. Final song, hey, little commentary nice to follow. To hope you guys stick around after the song. We got a few more words to throw your way. Here comes Jay Lewis.
Waka waka woo.
I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I awoke, I spent that on a necklace. I told God I'll be back in a second. Man, it's so hard not to act reckless. To whom much is given, much is tested. Get arrested, guess until he get the message. I feel the pressure under more scrutiny. And what I do, act more stupidly. Bought more jewelry, more Louis V. My mama couldn't get through to me. The drama, people suing me. I'm on TV talking like it's just you and me. I'm just saying how I feel, man. I ain't one of the Cosbys, I ain't go to Hill, man. I guess the money should have changed them. I guess I should have forgot where I came from. Wait till I get my money right. Then you can't tell me nothing, right? Excuse me, was you saying something? You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Let up the suicide doors. This is my life, homie, you decide yours. I know that Jesus died for us, but I couldn't tell you who the side was. So I parallel double park that motherfucker sideways. Old folks talking about back in my day, but homie, this is my day. Class started 2 hours ago. Oh, am I late? No, I already graduated. And you could live through anything if magic made it. They say I talk with so much emphasis. Ooh, they so sensitive. Don't ever fix your lips like collagen to say something where you gon' end up apologizing. Let me know if it's a problem then. Aight, man, holla then.
Wait till I get my money right. Then you can't tell me nothing. Was you saying something? You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing.
Let the champagne splash. Let that man get cash. Let that man get past. He don't even stop to get gas. If he could move through the rumors, he could drive off of fumes, cuz. How he move in a room full of no's? How he stay faithful in a room full of hoes? Must be the pharaohs, he in tune with his soul. So when he buried in a tomb full of gold. Treasure, what's your pleasure? Life is a depending how you dress her. So if the devil wear Prada, Adam, Eve wear Nada, I'm in between but way more fresher. But way less effort. Cause when you try hard, that's when you die hard. Your homies looking like why God when they reminisce over you, my God.
La, 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 la. Wait till I get my money right. La, 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 la. Then you can't tell me nothing, right?
Excuse me, was you saying something? You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing.
Till I get my money right. La, 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 la. Then you can't tell me nothing, oh, right.
Why don't we
play? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm serious, yeah. I got money.
Oh, good money made.
Kanye West, ladies and gentlemen, final song of the podcast.
What, what?
Hey, yeah. Kanye West, can't tell me nothing.
At all?
At all. Nick Marciniak, thank you so much for coming in tonight. I think we shared some really good commentary, and I think, you know, after time or over time, people will adopt to your method of radio
and broadcasting. So.
I think that we have some good chemistry. And if you guys think so too, please don't hesitate to get in touch with us. I want you to email us right directly at jason.lewis.radio.network@gmail.com. It's going to be a song sooner or later, and I'm going to throw some music down on that, so it's going to sound better.
Big Kanye's going to sing about it?
And that's jason.lewis.radio.network.gmail, or at gmail.com. Yeah! Like, maybe we could get Twista to come in here and redo
maybe
that
for us. Maybe you should say word after that.
That's
like,
right.
Word.
Nick, your take. What do you think? Who are you talking to right now? Those ladies out there?
Oh, I'm definitely talking to those ladies.
What are those ladies doing?
They're going to email.
They're going to email.
They're going to be like, Kurt, dude. Oh, Kurt underscore dot dude.
There's a dot after the underscore?
Yeah, you know what? This is my first time doing this.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
This is your fourth.
It's going to be Kurt underscore dude at hotmail.
I was hoping instead of throwing out your personal email again, that you'd actually throw out like our network type of email address. But that's fine.
Well,
whatever.
Yeah, I thought you.
You
thought
usually talk to the ladies. I think it's hilarious because I throw in bubble bath. Sound effects.
Man, I just give them the sex.
And clean up afterwards when Nick's like a one-man wrecking crew. Well, Nick, thanks for being on the show again. I don't know why I continue to thank you. You are the co-part of the show. You're my co-equivalent.
We're just good. We're peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, we're peanut butter and jelly. This is the fun with Nick and Jay, or Jay and Nick. Whatever you want to say is fine with us. You take a pick. That rhymed. So does this. It's time for us to roll. Nick and I would like to thank you very much for listening in once again to the Jason Lewis Radio Network.
Fun
with Nick and Jay. Have a great evening. Thanks for listening.
Think about me.
You just listened to another broadcast edition of the Fun with Nick and Jay show on the Jason Lewis Radio Network. Stick around next week, lots more to come. Thanks for listening in.